You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Pal? Amigo? Guy? Welcome back, folks. It's the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Hub City Spartanburger Test Line, 844-326-3663 is the number. You can text that number and get your text read on the show. A couple of texts come in that I will address here in just a couple of minutes. You can also call that phone number and get yourself live on the air. As Chris has done, Chris, kind enough to check in, talk a little college football. Chris, welcome back to the show, big fella. Good to have you.
I appreciate it, Rob.
Anytime.
The gentlemen are having an excellent, I guess it's Wednesday, hump day morning thus far. So I want to take you guys back to a simpler time, a time where something existed in America, and that thing is called shame. Do you remember when people actually had shame, where when you debased yourself for money, you got mocked by people? That's been a lost art here in America, and we see it all throughout sports. The things that used to get you mocked and yelled at for with grifting for fouls in basketball now get celebrated, and you win MVPs over it. And now we're doing the same with the best sport in all of America, and that's college football. Because what happened to the game that we all used to love, where the games actually mattered on a week-to-week basis? Now you can lose at home as a 28-point favorite to Northern Illinois and still get to play for the national championship. You can lose to your biggest rival as a 3-touchdown favorite in the last week of the season, not even make your own conference championship game, and still be able to be crowned as the best team in the sport. What happened to shame? What happened to being able to say, you know what, we don't deserve a chance at playing for the national championship because we can't even beat our mediocre rival at home who we're a 3-touchdown favorite over? Or, oh, you should let us in. We only lost 25% of our games this year because our opponent lost to X and they beat Y. Have some shame about yourself, people. That's what an expanded playoff has wrought, because you asked the question earlier, Rob. You said, is including more teams a bad thing? I'm going to try to be calm with my answer that I give you here. Yes, it's a terrible thing, because inviting more teams invites more mediocrity into an opportunity to win a championship. Increasing the number of teams only increases the number of mulligans that teams get away from perfection. It used to be a sport that demanded the closest to perfection that you can get. Now, you can lose by multiple scores at a 500 team like Alabama did this year and get on TV crying that you were screwed from an opportunity to win the national championship. Where is the shame amongst people who claim to be smart? We are missing it. get back to an era where you actually achieve excellence. And if not, sit down, be quiet, enjoy your Blue Bonnet Bowl in Shreveport, people. That's the reason why bowl games have no more meaning and significance anymore, because we've only assigned significance to playoff games. It used to mean something to win 10-plus games, go to a Sugar Bowl. That's a great season, but now it's disappointing because you were not selected by a committee. One more thing, Robin, I'll let you go and have all the mic time you want because obviously it's your show. You also said something else. You said it'll be the next 12 best teams that the committee will select. Nay, nay, my friend. When they established the College Football Playoff Committee, they were very clear in saying, we're trying to select the best teams in college football, not the most deserving teams in college football. They did that on purpose because that gives them an out to include whoever the heck they want to, regardless of their record, because now they can talk about some subjective best. What makes best? 24/7 rankings, fan polls, straw polls in a back office, gut feeling, pull it out of your keister. Who knows what determines what best is? Instead, what they decided to do is say, we're just going to make this up as we go, and that's what's given us this god-awful system that's provided us with a national championship of two undeserving teams that's only going to get worse as the years go along.
Chris, if I may respond really quick, I just want to say the entire call is bogus because the Blue Bonnet Bowl was not played in Shreveport. It was played in Houston, Texas. So, I mean, it was good up until that point. You had to throw that out, and it was completely that. Then, you know, certain inaccuracies in the call made the rest of the call not as good. It was good to that point, and then it all fell apart with the Blue Bonnet Bowl, and that's how you fail, Chris. The Blue Bonnet Bowl was not in Shreveport. I'm so disappointed because the call was really, you know, all the cuts on me. About Ohio State, that was good, and he kind of he equaled it up because he always cuts on me, and I love Chris. I think he's awesome, but he always comes to your defense, and he's very intelligent. But you messed up. That's not where the Blue Bonnet Bowl was played.
Okay. Geographical mistakes aside, which I respect.
Mistake's a mistake, dude. I mean, you know, I mean, when you come strong, and there's a little crack, we're gonna find that crack. That's what we do.
I actually really like that call from
Chris.
Yeah,
of course, because he comes to defend you, he always defends you, which is cool. I mean, I love that you have people that defend you. That's nice. You don't need it, but that's nice.
I don't know Chris. I've never met Chris. And on top of that, I think Chris had 3 or 4 points in his call that have to some degree gone against what I have been saying in the last couple of segments. So I want to address a couple of things that Chris said in that call. And I agree. I do think it is. I think that's a great call. Chris, I appreciate the time. As always, 844-326-3663. If anybody would like to respond to me, to Chris, to Lonzo, or anything else you've heard on
thank you for throwing me in there.
The show so far.
That was awesome.
So, Chris started with, where's the lost art of shame? This sport used to demand perfection or as close as you could get to it. If you wanted a shot at a natty, you had to be perfect.
One more, and I'm going to stop interrupting. Okay, so the only team that should ever say they're the best is a team that goes undefeated and then wins the national championship. Any team who has a blemish and gets there, well, where's their shame? They're undeserving. They shouldn't be there. They lost the game. How can you lose a game and play for a national championship? Obviously, you're not the best because you lost a game. All right, I'm done.
So that's actually in the direction of what I was going to say. I will start with, Chris, you asked, where is the shame? I actually believe that I can answer that question, and this is bigger than football. I do not think that there is a place anywhere in American culture that what I'm about to say does not apply to. The answer, Chris, is people do not have a despise of shame like they do have a love of money. If someone can make money off of something, then shame goes out the window. I can point you to influencers on social media who go out and actively make people's lives, days worse because they're going to get views, clicks, and money off of them. When the College Football Playoff Committee started driving into the direction of having a $1.2 billion industry, and that's just the TV revenue, then all of the shame that you are discussing went out of the window. But I will then go in a different direction for my second response, which is this. They are sports. Even the best are going to lose. I do agree with Lonzo on this belief that the best football team can absolutely lose a game and still be the best football team. Yeah, you lost that one game. And when we had a system, which back in the day was the college football national champion, was decided by the Associated Press. Just the AP. Just some dudes that write for the newspaper. And that's not disparaging those dudes, but like, it was the same thing then. It's just instead of 12 teams playing in a playoff, we subjectively decide who earns those spots. It was some dudes behind closed doors that wrote for a newspaper that decided who the national champion was. And it was just on whatever criteria they wanted to utilize that year. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it's any different. I actually argue that it is better. Because while the subjective system that they can change internally or externally at any given time to determine who the best 12 or 16 or down the line 24 teams are, because I do agree with the last thing Chris said in the call, which is effectively a breakdown of the argument of best versus most deserving, right? Like you say best, and it is subjective. I would make the argument the same thing is true about most deserving teams. What makes you most deserving? Is it playing the hardest schedule? Is it being ranked in a certain spot within the best conference or conferences? Is it opponent's win percentage? Like, what makes a team deserving? It has the same subjectivity level as what makes a team the best. But I will say, the more teams you have in, the more likely it is that you have the best team, even if the best team is ranked third or fourth or seventh because they took a couple of losses. And much like why I am on board with, say, the NBA playoffs, every series, even though it does turn the NBA playoffs into a quite literal 2.5 month long affair, I like every series being 7 games. Why? Because the more games that are played, the more likely it is that the better team is going to win. The more playoff games we have, while yes, what might be unknowingly to all of us, the best team may suffer an upset loss. The team that upset them has earned an opportunity to move forward. However, if it was a fluky game, they're likely going to get bounced by someone better down the line. So the crux of all of this, if you missed the last segment, which will be available at thefanupstate.com, the podcast section, drop it down, click the Rob Brown Show, and you can listen to every hour of the show on demand within minutes of the conclusion of the show every day. Mac Brown had a take where one of the suggestions that he had for fixing college football was throw out the paycheck games. Get rid of the games where a big school pays $1.2 million for a small school to come to your school, get beat by 60, and go home. Get rid of those games. Let's have 10 regular season games for every school. Let's expand the playoff. Let's take some of the money that comes into the College Football Playoff Committee, which again, I went and looked, right now, under the current structure, $1.2 billion annually. When the playoffs expand to 16, that'll go to $2 billion. And if it was hypothetically to go to 24, using that same math of adding four teams adds $800 million worth of revenue. If we are going to add eight more teams, you are talking about potentially $2.6 billion just in TV revenue. Make up for those paycheck games you have taken away from Furman and SC Upstate or whoever. Give every one of those schools an equal cut of the money out of the College Football Playoff Committee, $2 billion. You got some to spare. Give that to the Furmans and the Wofford's and the SC Upstates, yada, 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 so that they can keep playing because they are talent farms now. Again, if you got a quarterback that comes to Furman, unrecruited by the big schools, by the SEC, the Big Ten, the ACC, the Big 12, he goes to Furman, kicks a bunch of ass, throws for 17,000 yards and 900 touchdowns, guess what's going to happen? He's going to get a request in the transfer portal to go to Clemson, to go to South Carolina, to go to Georgia, Alabama, or whatever. So give them the money to keep being talent farms and keep their programs alive, and then let's expand the playoffs. Because while I do agree to some degree with Chris that not every team that is going is necessarily a championship contender or should be considered one, I would rather have a larger playoff field that for sure has every contender and generates so much money that we can take some of that and invest in football, invest in college football, not just the biggest schools. Not just Georgia and Bama and LSU and Clemson and South Carolina and Ohio State and Michigan, but we can invest in Furman and Wofford, and we can invest in Elon and the Citadel. We can give them a chunk of the pie so they can keep playing football and invest in the sport and grow the game at their level, which makes the game at the higher level even better because we're going to find more football players. Same with the playoffs. More teams, we're more likely to end up finding truly the best team tournament style. All of what Mac Brown had to say is true. But to go back to the beginning of that call, which is what Chris said, which is all of this is sparked by a loss of shame and pride in the regular season meaning something. The only way, Chris, that the regular season is ever going to mean what it meant back in the day is if we go back to either two teams go to play for a championship or four teams go to play for a championship. And with 1.2 billion with a B dollars in TV revenue today, and that's going to grow to 2 when they go to 16 and 2.5 when they go to 24 if they were to. With that much money on the table, Chris, the people who benefit from numbers on a check that have 7 zeros, 8 zeros on it, they don't give a good gosh darn if you think they should feel shame. You know what they feel? The hands of a high caliber massage therapist on their yacht. That's what they feel. They don't care that you think they should be ashamed.
Whoa, I didn't think you were going to say yacht.
On their yacht.
Okay, anyway.
Bob Kraft's in the NFL. That's a different thing. So, for me, we're never going back to that or anything like it, Chris, and I think we all kind of have to accept that. So let's make the best out of what we do have with those people making as much money as they're going to make. Shrink the regular season down to 10 games. Open up the playoffs to 24 teams. Increase the TV revenue up to $2.5 billion. Invest in the FCS schools who have now lost their paycheck games. Now they get that same money without having to get their asses beat by Clemson and South Carolina. And then let's just have a 2014 playoff of the 24 best, most deserving combination of the both, neither. Let's have a big committee. Because much like I said with the playoff committee itself, let's have 1,000 people on it arguing. Because the more voices in the room, the more points being made, the more likely we are we're going to get the right teams. I think we go to expand everything a little bit. Chris, I appreciate it. I thought that was a great call. The phone lines are open for anyone else who wants to respond. 844-326-3663. 844-326-3663. I'll get that right. I've only said that number a billion times. 844-326-3663. Call in, give us your thoughts. We'll get that Peter Burns stuff going here in just a minute on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
When you said goodbye, ain't that a shame?
That's for you, Chris.
You're the one who felt like rain. Ain't that a shame? Fats Domino. Classic, legend, icon.
By the way, I played Cheap Trick's version going out.
But I wonder what that was. It didn't catch.
They did. I forgot about it. The long musical.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it didn't. It would have worked, but.
Good pick, though. Texture said, sports are about how you respond when you get knocked down. Best teams are able to make adjustments just like a boxing match. And I agree. There's a lot of. I do not like to speak in what I would refer to as idealisms, right? Like, well, in a perfect world, all right, cool, like, that's great, but we're not in a perfect world. What color's my Lamborghini? It doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm not going to
stay away from isms like globalism. You want to stay away from that stuff.
Tribalism, regionalism, isms, not always, but by and large, aren't always great. I agree with that take, though. I agree with that take. In sports, are the one place. I think one of the reasons we love sports, we've talked about this a lot of times. I'm going to add to it. I've said for many years now, I think the reason we all love sports is because it is our escape from the real world. It is a place that we can go to feel all of the range of human emotion. We can have drama, happiness, excitement, sadness, rage, anger, whatever. And it does not impact the real world or our real lives. But I also think that one of the things that we love about sports is that sports are a place where we can kind of feel like we are in an ideal world. Maybe not your team. I'm a Saints fan, for God's sake. Of course not. But like in the grand scheme of sports, we should all feel like sports are ideal. And to me, at least, maybe I am alone in this, in an ideal sports world, the resources are spread so that everyone is starting at an equal place. The NFL has a salary cap so that everybody has the same resources. The NFL has revenue distribution so that everybody starts with the same resources. And now it's up to your team to give itself the best shot to win a Lombardi trophy. And in the world of college football we're in right now, my argument has been, we're not there. That's not the case. That's just not the case. And when the structure of the playoffs are set up so that some conferences slash the teams that play in it have more fundamental foundational resources to lean on to achieve success. Doesn't feel like it's what it used to be, where it's just, it's college football at its finest. So that was my take the whole time. I appreciated the call from Chris in the last segment. If you guys would like to get in, now is your opportunity. 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE. Texter said, Lonzo, if accuracy is your logic, the Rob Brown show is inaccurate because Rob called the PGA Championship the U.S. Open yesterday. Yeah, I did. I corrected myself.
Here's the thing.
My bad.
Here's the, you know, we only expect accuracy from phone callers. I mean, and texters and you know, people on the stream, not ourselves. I mean, why would we keep ourselves to the same standard that we keep you guys?
That's fair.
I mean, come on.
I expect perfection from you, not me.
Yeah.
Texter said, hand clap for Chris. That was an epic rant. And he kind of sounds like Josh Pate a little bit, to be honest. You know what? I kind of caught those vibes too. I did kind of catch those vibes.
I do believe Chris used to be in the business, if I recall. But I could be wrong.
I believe that you are correct. Buckeye Mike texted the show and said, Rob, remind Lonzo, the ACC has 17 teams plus Notre Dame. The Big Ten has 18 teams. The SEC has 16. So the argument, this is me adding on to Mike's text, not what Mike texted, the argument of, well, the conferences with more teams should by default get more positions, doesn't hold water.
Okay. All right. So I guess I was wrong. It has to do with quality of teams. My bad. The ACC just sucks. I mean, wow.
It has
I didn't realize that, and thank you, my fellow Buckeye, for helping me see the error.
Buckeye
v.
Buckeye crime. I would say that again,
because that's what he meant. He meant you know, it's this quality.
I would say that what is actually in play is the golden rule. And the golden rule is not the rule that we have always called the golden rule. The golden rule, of course, has always been treat others as you wish them to treat you.
Do not hug Lonzo in public.
No, that is
the golden rule.
That is a brick rule. The golden rule is not treat others as you wish to be treated. The golden rule is who has the gold makes the rules. That is the golden rule. And the reality is just that, via whatever combination of decisions and realities you wish to credit it to, the Big Ten and the SEC have the gold, therefore they make the rules. And so they told everybody else, look, you're giving us four spots or that's going to be it. And that was it. Again, I will always fight against that, but I just don't know that it's a winning fight. However, I will say it's nice to have, it's nice to be aligned in this case, I think, with Mac Brown. Texter said Mac Brown is right, but it will never happen. The only reason that I think it could happen, and I will be clear.
If he believes in everything he says, why'd he leave?
He got fired.
Huh.
He got fired.
Huh.
Because like many other coaches, he just got to the point where the game was too much for him. And I say that respectfully. It doesn't mean Mac Brown doesn't know and love ball. But I do think that there is one good reason that I think that this could happen. Mac Brown's idea of shrink the regular season to 10 games, expand the playoffs, take some of the increased revenue from an expanded playoffs, give it to the lower caliber schools so that they can keep playing and being that talent farm. The one reason that I do think it could happen is because one lesson I have learned and believe is that for those people who have a lot of money, they never have enough money. The quest for more money never stops. I don't think you can have that much money unless the only objective is acquire more money. And I think if you could get to a point where ESPN would say, yeah, we're upping your game by going 12 to 16 teams, by taking you from $1.2 billion to $2 billion, we would, if you went to 24 teams, give you $2.5 billion. So the committee itself, and therefore those that have the gold, I think would be on board. Oh, we're getting an extra $500 million to spread around? That sounds great. We'd like to do that. The reason that going to a 10-game schedule would not work is because teams that have never even been close to making a playoff would look and say, okay, but The thing is, the two games that you effectively want to eliminate, which are the two FCS games that most every school plays. By eliminating those two games, you are almost by default eliminating two home games per season for every team as well. And home games are indeed a massive source of revenue, both for the schools themselves and obviously their surrounding communities. So if you were to tell a school like, pick your Vanderbilt, which, yes, even a Vanderbilt, a home game is a revenue generator for athletics department. However, Vanderbilt likely, though maybe Diego Pavia gets another year and they do something incredible there, who knows, realistically, Vanderbilt is likely never making it to the college football playoffs. Nah, never say never, but likely never making it to the college football playoffs. So a school like
even if you get your 24 team expansion, they're still not making it.
Even if you do.
Wow.
You're likely, not saying never, because I think a lot of us would have said back in the day that Boise State would never get a shot, that Louisville, whatever, some of these other schools that have gotten shots wouldn't get shots.
You're naming teams that should not have gotten a shot, but that's fine.
Maybe so, but they got a shot whether or not you think they should have. A school like
that.
Some
should say Clemson last year shouldn't have got a shot.
Maybe so.
Or SMU. I mean, there's a lot of, I mean.
Schools of that caliber are not definitely, but likely never going to crack in the playoff, even with a 24-team field. And even if they do, it's because they hooked a Tim Tebow randomly, an Ashton Janti randomly, and one guy toted them to that line. And the reality is they're probably getting one crack at it every two decades. Well, what you are doing with this caliber expansion for that school is saying you get one or probably more likely two fewer home games per year. Now, I can amend my statement. Let's take it to a 10-game regular season. Let's expand the playoff field to 24. And then instead of some of these meaningless bowl games, let's let teams who didn't make the playoffs, while we wait for the playoff games to begin, let's let some of them maybe say, okay, if you don't make the playoffs, you get one more game. You can match somebody else who didn't play in the playoff and you can throw together. I don't know. Again, there's a lot that would have to go into that, but for that much money, I think teams would be willing to do that. Everybody who doesn't make the playoff gets to add one home and one away game onto the end of their regular season. So you still get your 12 games. You still get one more home game, but you're not in the playoffs. Everybody who makes the playoffs plays 10 regular season games plus your playoff games. I'm saying there's a way to make this happen, but at the end of the day, with all of this put together in comparison, what it comes down to is Mack Brown came up with a way that we can still have good football, expand the playoffs, everybody down to the FCS level makes more money and survives, and it costs us nothing to do it. Peter Burns' comment says that the transfer portal is actually hurting the Southeastern Conference. I'll play his audio and I'll respond to it when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Peter Burns is a college football analyst for the SEC Network, and I have interacted with Peter before. Good dude. I really do like him. Super guy. Peter Burns, I give credit to, because while he is absolutely, and he should be, he's on the SEC Network, and I assume, based on the money exchanging hands between ESPN and the SEC, probably makes a pretty good living being an SEC analyst. Therefore, he is to some degree, and again, I respect it, an SEC cheerleader. It is glass always half full in the conference that just means more if you listen to Peter Burns. I like Peter Burns a lot. One of the things I respect about Peter Burns, however, is that Peter Burns will, when necessary, keep it a buck about the conference, about the things happening within the conference, about things that maybe are not the best or detrimental to or negative about the Southeastern Conference. That is one of the reasons that I'm always willing to listen to what Peter Burns has to say, unlike some other talking heads who can't turn it off at times. Am I right, Paul? So, Peter Burns was on the SEC Network the other day, and they were doing some conversations about the landscape of college football. Totally understandable. And Peter Burns had a very, I thought, I'll see if you agree, interesting take on the impact of the transfer portal on teams within the SEC. Here is Peter Burns of the SEC Network. Peter Burns says that NIL and the transfer portal has created a world that the Kirby Smarts and the Nick Sabans of the Southeastern Conference cannot do what they used to do, which is stockpile NFL caliber talent. You have all seen, of course, the picture going around of the quarterback room of Alabama, which at one point had Mac Jones, Tua Tagovailoa, and Jalen Hurts, all NFL quarterbacks, all at one point for various teams, starting NFL quarterbacks, drafted highly NFL quarterbacks, Super Bowl caliber, and in one case, winning quarterbacks. Not necessarily Mac Jones, but Jalen Hurts certainly. Tua Tagovailoa, I think, obviously has had enough issues that I am comfortable saying the jury is still out, but we got a pretty good inclination. We'll see what the Dolphins look like this year. The point is, Nick Saban was sitting on three NFL quarterbacks on his roster at one point. And Peter Burns is saying that with the NIL and with the transfer portal, teams aren't able to do that anymore. That is, and I said it when Nick Saban walked away. Nick Saban's the greatest coach of all time. There is no doubt about that, in my opinion. But I don't think Nick left the game because Nick was tired of football. Because if he was, I don't think he walks away from Tuscaloosa and immediately shows up in Bristol as ESPN's numero uno college football microphone dude, right? If he was done with football, he'd be done with football. I think Nick Saban left Alabama because with the portal and with NIL, he was never going to be able to do what it was that he did for so long in Alabama, which is just roll on with the rich getting richer. He sends guys to the NFL, and therefore players that have dreams of going to the NFL come play for him so that they can be the next Bama player to go to the NFL. And it just is the the rich get richer, money grows money. What's the fastest way to become a billionaire? Be a millionaire, right? It's the football version of that. And I would respond respectfully and lovingly to Peter Burns, who, again, I have a great deal of respect for. I am actually a big fan of. So I hope none of this comes across any kind of way, but I respect the hell out of the guy. I would make the point, Peter, that was the point. That was the point of this. The point of this, to me, was twofold. Point number one was, as we watch revenue from this sport climb to the moon, we've talked about revenue a number of times this morning, $1.2 billion, Peter Burns, is going from your employer to the College Football Playoff Committee. None of us watch college football for the coaches. None of us watch it for the administrators. None of us watch it for the athletic directors. None of us watch it for the school presidents. We watch it for the football players. So if there's $1.2 billion going to the committee, most of us thought that it was only fair that the reason that we watch this game is compensated a fraction of a percentage of the money that is thrown around by it. The second benefit, said this when it happened, of the transfer portal specifically was so that players had more control over their own future and so that certain teams, and yes, I think it was clear at the time, and if it wasn't, I'll make it clear now, we were talking about Alabama. At the time, certain teams could not just sit on and stockpile 22 five-star caliber recruits every recruiting season. Those guys would have the option to say, oh, I came here to be the next NFL guy. But it turns out I'm not going to be because they just went and found somebody better than me. So I went from NFL dreams and aspirations to guy who is going to be a career backup at Alabama. And if I'm lucky, maybe make a few grand a month talking to booster clubs or something afterwards. Now they go, okay, well, Nick Saban, or in this case now, Kalen DeBoer, just went and got the highest linebacker recruit out of high school football. Which means I, the linebacker already on the roster, am not going to have a playing spot this year. I'm a glorified practice squad guy. I'm a body for the other dude to hit, for the starting offensive lineman to practice their blocking on and not much else. Well, it turns out that nobody has ever had a dream of going to a major university and practicing football. The phrase is, I say it with me, play football. Practicing is part of what you do the thing you want to do, which is to play football. So you are correct, Peter Burns. A school like a Georgia, like an Alabama, they can still get most of the best, but they're not going to be able to stockpile a roster of NFL dudes like they did in years gone by. Because if I got NFL dreams and I'm buried third on the depth chart at the University of Alabama, I will transfer my behind to Louisville, where I'm a guaranteed starter. I'll transfer to North Carolina, where I'm a guaranteed starter. I'll go somewhere where I can play and am not just a backup dude and a warm practice body. Like, Peter's absolutely correct. Mostly. Because he said the transfer portal is bad for the SEC. I do not agree with that take. The transfer portal is bad for the teams at the top of the SEC. It is bad for conferences that have two, three, maybe at most in a given year, four good, consistently good programs. It's bad for those programs because if you're the third best guy on the depth chart at any given spot at Alabama, you're likely able to go to Arkansas and be a starter and make an impact immediately.
So wait, it doesn't just mean more?
I mean, it pays more.
I mean, they're leaving the SEC, so it doesn't...
Not necessarily. There are a number. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but I know that there are a number of former Bama guys who are still in the... Rocket Sanders left Arkansas and played at South Carolina last year. Stayed in the SEC. But probably because South Carolina has a very good NIL collective for as long as those keep being a thing, I would assume Rocket Sanders, while he cut his teeth at Arkansas, wasn't getting whatever he wanted, whether it was the NIL deal, whether it was playing time, whether it was importance. I don't know if they maybe told him during the offseason, hey, we got this young kid, so next year you're getting 50% of the snaps. And Shane Beamer said, bro, you're getting 90% of them here. Come on down. I don't know if it was Arkansas said, we can give you, $4,000 a month in NIL, and South Carolina said, we'll give you $10,000 a month. And he said, that's worth it. Whatever the reason is, Rocket Sanders left an SEC school and he ended up at an SEC school. There are plenty of players that transfer within the Big Ten, within the ACC, within the Big 12. The point of this is that they transfer from schools where maybe they had a goal or an aspiration and they recognized it doesn't matter how hard that I work. I'm not reaching my goal here. It cannot happen. I'm never going to get where I want to go if I stay here. And this is the part where certain colleagues that I have worked with in years gone by say, oh no, it shows no moral character. You stick it out because, hey, all that happens is that the guy ahead of you gets injured and you step up and it's your time to shine. That's great. What happens if he doesn't? What happens if the linebacker that is on top of me in the depth chart, an NFL guy, goes 12 games in a playoff run and does not get hurt? I just don't play. I bust my behind in spring, in fall, in two-a-days, in practices all year. We get to the end of the year, and I get what? Great job, kid. Oh, by the way, there's no NIL money for you next year because nobody knows who the hell you are because you didn't play last year. No, I'm good. I'll go to South Carolina. I'll go to Arkansas. I'll go to Vanderbilt. I'll go to NC State. I'll go to Wake Forest. I will go somewhere where I'll be their star, their darling. I'll get my NFL or my NIL money, and I will perform there at a level that scouts look and go, yeah, maybe he didn't play against the level of competition, or maybe his team lost five or six games because they're very mid, but that kid is a dog. Do you think that when the Jets are drafting an offensive lineman out of North Dakota State University in the top 10 picks of the NFL draft, that it's because they're taking a shot in the dark? No, it's because they have a lot of people who get paid a lot of money to look at every college football program in America and find the dogs where the dogs maybe aren't getting on TV like they do at Alabama, like they do at Georgia, like they do at Ohio State, at Michigan, at Clemson, whatever. They have dudes who go find those dudes. And so if I'm at Alabama and I'm third on the depth chart and I'm not on the football field, those dudes who find dudes can't find me, dude. But if I go to Louisville and I'm their starter and their best player and I'm that guy, then even if Louisville's bad, those dudes who get paid money to find dudes are going to look at me and go, that dude's a dude. Let's go get that guy. Yes, Peter Brown. You are correct. It is bad for the team. Oh, sorry, Peter Burns. Pal, buddy. Again, I'm not even buddying Peter Burns because I like him and I respect him and he does a great job. He is, as far as I'm concerned, the crown jewel of the SEC network, and I mean that. I just mildly disagree with half of the take. It is not bad for the SEC unless you just think, as goes Bama, as goes Georgia, goes the SEC. But I would also remind Peter, when the college football playoff expansion happens, your conference gets 4 guaranteed slots every single year. Every year, 4 teams, which means more often than not, at least one SEC team that nobody thinks has a chance is going to get a chance. It's your dude. You are the dragon sitting on a hoard of gold, looking at the kid flipping a coin and going, him having that's bad for me. No, it's not. You have all the gold, bud. You're fine. Somebody else can have one little piece of it. Relax. That's it. That's the take. That being said, Taylor Swift, hard hands, Peter Burns, I still love you. You're good at your job. All right? You're a dude. I like your work. Because I know some of y'all will clip that and tag him and be like, Rob Burns says you're an idiot. No, I don't. I think you're great.
You're just trying not to get in trouble on the other place might actually speak to him.
I'll bring him on this show, and I would have this conversation with him. I have zero beef with Peter Burns. That's the only take. I like the guy. I think he does a great job. Of all the College Football Network personalities on ESPN, honestly, he is my favorite, genuinely speaking. I just heard this take and went, I kind of feel like I want to dress that down because this does feel like an SEC evangelist take, and I kind of want to push back against that a little bit. That's all. Still love Peter Burns. All right, ladies and gentlemen, allow us now to enlighten, to entertain, to educate, to inform, and to arouse you with Lonzo's Sports Flash.
Never get the last part. For those of you wondering what's on Rob's shirt,
Jimmy,
I think it could be his fault. Why you got to ruin stuff? The Carolina Hurricanes start the Eastern Conference Finals in a 1-0 hole after dropping a 5-2 game against Florida last night. Carolina gave away 4 power plays but allowed only 20 shots to the Panthers. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Raleigh. Oklahoma City opened the Western Conference Finals in the NBA over the Timberwolves with a 114-88 win. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 31 with 9 assists, and Jalen Williams at 19 and 8 boards. Anthony Edwards had 18 but missed some minutes due to a rolled ankle in the first quarter. The Atlanta Braves will stay at 500 after a 5-3 loss to the Nationals. Spencer Strider's return went 4.1 innings, giving up 6 hits, including a home run to Dylan Cruz, and 4 unearned runs in total, while striking out only 3. Hour number 4 of the Rob Brown Show is next, right here on The Fan Upstate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.